Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network. It's Jenna Garcia, your host from Mile High Sports. Don't forget to check out everything Mile High Sports is doing at milehighsports.com or on the social medias at Mile High Sports. You can follow me in particular at Vita Viva Diva. We were out at the games yesterday, a doubleheader here in Colorado. Actually, my first doubleheader to ever have witnessed as a fan or as a media member. Even Manny Randhawa from MLB.com, his first, and he's been covering baseball for, 10 years, and that was the first time he's ever worked a doubleheader. So doubleheader, it felt special because it's unique. You don't have a lot of those in baseball anymore. I thought it was really fun. I think it's super lame that they make everyone leave the stadium and go back in. You have to buy two separate tickets for a doubleheader. That's stupid. Like MLB, and I was talking about this. This is probably something that constantly is on my mind. It's probably too much on my mind. People probably think I'm weird about it. But I love baseball, and I don't want baseball to eventually disappear. And I know over the course of history, baseball has died hundreds of times, and really it's never died, you know, but it died in the steroid era. It died in all these different times when the home run ball came. Now it's died because of the juice balls. It's died because, you know, and it's everyone's opinion is different. Some people think it's dead because of the juice ball. I think the juice ball makes it a better game. Honestly, more people my age and younger want to be watching. So I know like older baseball fans hate that style of game, but you know, if you can't get people to come and watch baseball, it will die. If you don't get kids to, you know, play baseball, it will die eventually, or at least the fandom of it all will die. And hey, you have a doubleheader, just let people buy one ticket and stay the whole day. Make events happen in the stadium. Let there be some sort of, you know, you could have done a taste of Coors Field and you could have had little tasting sessions out. There's so many different ideas that I have that constantly come to my mind on just ways to get people to enjoy baseball more and more, you know. And there could have been Little League games. There could have been a fake home run derby between games. You know, I know it's more work probably for the grounds crew and things like that, but more work and you build a better fan base. I don't know. I have so many ideas like that, you guys. Like, it's crazy how often I think about, like, how do we make baseball more engaging for people who are younger than me? How do we make baseball more engaging for people who hate baseball, who think it's boring and slow? And so these were just some of the things that came to my mind, and I was bummed out to see them clear out the entire stadium yesterday after the first game. It should have just been a whole day event, you know? That's what I feel like a doubleheader is. It's like you've taken the whole day off to be at a stadium to enjoy the, you know, the feel of a game of baseball and a day in the stadium. Thomas Harding reminded me that baseball was created to slow people down and to just have, you know, something that you would do to relax when it was initially started. And you can do that too. And I think it can be relaxing too. It would have been relaxing to just chill in the stands for between the two games yesterday. But I digress, obviously. The doubleheader was interesting to say the least in a lot of ways. Game one, Germán Márquez takes the mound and completely implodes on the mound. I mean, we haven't seen a game where he has really not had it until yesterday. And I'm talking really not had it. He's usually, after about the third inning, able to come out of that, and he couldn't get out of it yesterday. I spoke with him one-on-one to, you know, see if there was anything going on. A lot of times there are outlying factors. I mean, these guys are humans. You guys got to understand, you know, if I'm having a bad day at home and I go to work, it can affect your work. I mean, whose work doesn't it affect? But Germán just was very, very adamant that, like, there was nothing going on. He just didn't have his stuff yesterday for whatever reason. He couldn't get command of his slider. He seemed to be kept looking at one of his fingers. I think it was his middle or index finger on his throwing hand. He kept looking at them. I know his fingers are calloused from about the tip to that first crease. I don't even know what you would call that. The first bend in your in the top of your finger. I mean, they're rock hard from throwing that baseball. So he kept looking at it like something was bothering him on the mound. But when I asked him about it, he said it wasn't anything to do with any of that. I asked him as well about just the extra time off because of his innings pitched. It's so high right now. I wondered, you know, they ended up moving him around in the rotation so that he could kind of have more days off before pitching again. And I don't know, when I take time off of something, whether even if that's driving, you know, when I've been on vacation for a long time and then I've come back and I haven't driven my car. Like, I was in Spain for 2 months a couple years ago. I was in, you know, I go to Mexico for a month of the summer some years. And when you come back and you start to, try to drive again, it's very weird. It's like you almost don't have the hang of it. It's like, oh yeah, I have to remember all these rules. And it's not that it's inherently not there. You know what to do, but it also is not coming as naturally to you or something. You have to kind of think about it more. And I was wondering if that kind of had anything to do with it. Germán said it didn't. It was just not his day. And the Giants had a field day. You guys, there were multiple Giants players in that starting lineup for them who were on weighted cycle watch. There were multiple guys who got very close. I mean, they just went home run after home run. They had tons of doubles, singles. I mean, it was a rough, rough game for Germán Márquez. And then in that second game, you know, they call up Chichi Gonzalez, who actually pitched a very nice game, 5 2/3 innings with 5 hits, 2 runs, and 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. He did let up 2 home runs, but he had a really nice game. And to be totally honest with you, Chichi Gonzalez, he pitched better than Kyle Freeland pitched the other day. And nobody really gets on Kyle Freeland about his pitching. Yeah, the other day he came out and he did better. He imploded less than he usually would. He had a lot of ground balls that led to ground outs, and so people are very positive about it. We're going to get into more about the pitching staff and just the critiques that I've seen on the interwebs about them in a second, right after this break. But we're going to talk a little bit more, too, about Márquez and exactly what this means for the team coming up next. Hey guys, it's Jenna Garcia, the host of the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network. Don't forget that our podcasts are daily and brought to you by Hotels.com. Hotels.com can book your favorite places to go. Book a trip through Hotels.com and get rewarded almost anywhere. I book through Hotels.com and then use those rewards for the time that I'm on the trip to do different adventures or excursions while I'm on that exact trip that I booked through Hotels.com. It's totally worth it. Use Hotels.com so that you're not hate-liking your friend's trip. You're posting your own pictures of a fabulous trip of your own. And while you're on vacation, don't forget to have all your podcasts uploaded and organized on the Himalayan app. You can organize your podcasts and playlists into different categories and have them all downloaded so they play right in order for you on the plane or wherever you're headed, whether that's in the car or by air. The Himalayan app has you covered. All right, guys, we're back after the break. Thanks for still sticking in with us, tuning in with me, and, you know, check out all the work we do. Anilo and I are doing pre- and post-game videos. We have things up daily, different videos up, especially on Instagram and Twitter, you know, at Vita Viva Diva or at AVP Media or at Mile High Sports. We have all your post-game videos of player interviews as well as just interesting things we found. Today I found a video, the new Nike Air Max Reacts 270s. I think I'm saying that right, but it sounds like there's a lot of names in there. Maybe it's wrong. But Ryan McMahon has a little cameo in it, and that was pretty cool. You know, there's not very many times that you see a baseball player featured in a shoe commercial since like Ken Griffey Jr. So definitely check it out at Vita Viva Diva. It's on my Instagram right now. Pretty cool to see Rimac make a little cameo in that video. But let's get back to the pitching because it really is been a struggle. Obviously, like I said, Chichi Gonzalez comes out and he pitches a great game, a decent game, a game better than what you saw from Germán Márquez or better than what you saw from Kyle Freeland in the last couple days. And my point being that because there is so much love for Freeland in this state, he's criticized very, very, very mildly in comparison to his peers. And I just don't think that it's fair. I think, you know, Chichi was sent down after last night's start, immediately sent back. And Kyle was not sent back. Kyle's line, stat line, was worse than Chichi's stat line, aside from the home runs given up, I guess. But just interesting to me. I think, you know, there's some reason, there's loyalty issues. I really truly believe and wonder. Let me know what you guys think, you know, in the comments section, or, you know, you can obviously engage with me on Instagram or Twitter. But really interesting idea I had the other day watching these pitchers pitch. Germán Márquez, Kyle Freeland, Chichi Gonzalez. Why not pay pitchers based on performance? If you get however many strikeouts you get in the game, you're getting X amount of dollars per strikeout. You know what? You let up three walks, that minuses your amount by $10. I don't know. But the point being that you're paid based on your performance and not based on, you know, projected performance, I guess, which is how kind of your salary is set now. Now, they do this with teachers. They do this with a lot of different professions. You're paid based on what you perform as. As a former teacher, I think it's ridiculous to pay teachers based on children's performance because it's not even what you as the teacher are doing. It's based on what the kid then regurgitates on test, and that's just ridiculous. So I'm not saying pay Bud Black based on what his players do. You know, that would be ridiculous. Pay Bud Black based on what he does. But pay your players based on what they do. You know, for every home run you get, you're getting this X amount of dollars. For every single you get, X amount of dollars. For every double, X. And it would make just so much more sense. You can weight each single, double, triple. They'd obviously be weighted differently because an extra base is more important. Home runs would be weighted differently. Obviously, you get paid a lot more than a single would get paid. And as for pitchers, I truly believe Chichi Gonzalez would have made more money than Germán Márquez or Kyle Freeland in their last two starts. And he deserves it. He pitched a better game. He kept them in it. Carlos Estevez comes in, pitches two innings, which I was so excited to see him go longer than one inning because I have suggested that millions of times. Obviously, I don't think Bud Black or anyone important in the Rockies like front office is listening to this podcast necessarily, but they are seeing what I'm seeing in, out of Carlos Estevez, which is he could really be a middle reliever and go a couple innings for you. And he did a great job. He came out two innings. He allowed one hit, but no runs. And he got himself two strikeouts. He really did a good job on the mound. He should be rewarded for that good job. So however many innings he's pitched, he should be paid for those two innings, a base pay, and then it should have increment amounts of pay based on your strikeouts, based on, the, you know, and then you maybe add up based on positive things that they do and subtract based on negative things they do. It would be such an interesting way to pay players. Obviously, the Players Association probably would hate this idea. Players probably would hate me for this idea, but you're getting paid based on your performance, which I think would motivate some players to try a little bit harder. I don't think Brian Shaw would be headed out to the mound just willy-nilly. Not that I think he is currently, but he's had a few rough games, you know? And obviously, there is the human aspect of it. That's why I'm saying for every inning you play, no matter what, you'd be getting a base salary, and then it would increment after that based on your strikeouts and hits, walks, whatever allowed. But a really interesting concept, I think. Definitely dialogue with me more about that. What do you guys think about it? The Rockies end up losing both games in that doubleheader. Craziest thing to me. They lose the first game 19-2. Like I said, the Giants really just attacked. 19-2. The second game, 2-1. I mean, if you had taken the over on runs scored in the first game, you easily would have made some serious cash. But if you're taking the over on the second game, predicting that they would probably hit at least, I don't know, combined 10 runs, because one, it's Coors Field, two, the balls are juice, and both these teams, you know, their pitching hasn't been fantastic. You would probably take the over, and you would think you would have won on that second bet, especially after that first game, seeing what happened. But no, 2-1. I mean, the discrepancy, the large difference in runs scored in the first game to the second game was hilarious to me. Probably the funniest thing I saw yesterday. Heading into today's game, you have Peter Lambert, who will be pitching. You know, we've seen Lambert kind of do decent on the mound, and we've seen him have one game where he was below average or below his average. I'm really hoping that the rest from the All-Star break and, you know, the rest going into this series has given Lambert the time to really study these batters and come out today and dominate, hoping to see good things from him. But if he's going along trends of his teammates, it's going to be a rough day on the mound. Hopefully not, though. I will see you guys right before the game. Don't forget to check out my Instagram and Twitter for all the pregame reports, anything I have on that. Also, last tidbit, Tony Walters received the award for Heart and Hustle Award, I think it is. They pick a player from each team who receives this award, and then obviously out of those players, there are finalists, and they pick a finalist later. Tony Walters gets it for the Rockies. The award is given to active players who demonstrate a passion for the game of baseball and embody the values, spirits, and traditions of the game, which I think is stupid, the traditions part of it, but whatever. I'm new generation thinker, I guess, and even though I love baseball. Other players who also won it for Tatis Jr. for the Padres, Javi Baez, so just some other names out that Tony's competing with, I guess. So, like I said, check out about an hour before the game. I start posting things for that today's game. So check out Instagram and Twitter for those updates. I'll talk to you guys then. This has been the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Invincible.